Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, Mark chapter 10, verse 35. It reads, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Is this not an epic line of scripture? And so true besides. How many of us pray to Jesus as if he were a genie in a bottle? I am surely guilty of this. Or folks who feel the more prayers God hears, the more likely he is to answer them. There is no doubt that prayer is vitally important in our relationships with God. We pray so that we can find strength or peace. We pray so that we can see or hear God's voice more clearly. We pray for others so that we can be reminded of the needs of others and not be so self-absorbed. We ask others to pray so we are not forgotten in our pain. We pray so that we may be changed and transformed. I invite you to join with me today on reflecting on our lives of prayer. When we pray, do we fully accept that God is in control? Are we seeking help in becoming more obedient to God's will, or are we trying to control God's will? Do we request prayers from others because we are afraid to ask them to remember us in our pain? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 234 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Proper 22, the Sunday closest to October 5th. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.